Can you talk a little bit more about the two neoadjuvant strategies, specifically the designs that are being discussed, the eligibility, and what you're going to measure?
The clinical trials going forward are really using every patient's tumor as a laboratory so we can see response, and that's the whole reason to give them preoperatively. These are not necessarily patients with unresectable breast cancer. These are patients whose breast cancer is in place and for whom preoperative therapy is deemed acceptable. We have good NSABP-developed evidence that it doesn't matter if we give chemotherapy before surgery or after surgery, we get the same result. But the advantage of doing it before surgery is that we can see what happens to the tumor. In addition, these clinical trials are very much focused on the acquisition of sequential tissue, so we can look at the impact of targeted therapies. That is, we can get a baseline biopsy, and we can get another core biopsy along the way, perhaps, and we can get tissue at the time of the definitive surgery. And Matt Ellis has spent a lot of time helping to develop for our group an approach to this involving pre-made pathology kits that will allow local surgeons and medical oncologists to get the tissue we need centrally collected. The chemotherapy regimens are fairly straightforward. They're built upon dose-dense chemotherapy with taxanes and AC, but the important randomized questions focus on the targeted therapeutics, lapatinib or not, and bevacizumab or not.
So you're saying that the patients will receive neoadjuvant chemotherapy as well as these targeted agents? And it's going to be dose-dense AC paclitaxel?
Yeah, these trials are built on that backbone. There are some subtle differences and tweaks, and some of the subtleties are still under discussion, which is why I'm a little bit vague right now on this.
That's really fascinating and exciting.